also with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30. Let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with an American Landmaster go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about Southpaw's Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7, 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaw's Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The cold front that brought showers to the state today will make it all the way down to the coast by later on this evening. The shower threat ends. It turns colder tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow is a much cooler day with sunshine returning. High in the upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the 30s on Sunday night. Monday's a little warmer, high in the mid-60s. Chances of more showers, maybe a thunderstorm as we get into Tuesday night. And Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday, we'll keep an eye on that system for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Before we go any further, as I told you, I talked to Dean Henderson, and I have his book in my grubby little hands here, Nephilim Crown 5G Apocalypse. We're going to start, as we should, in chapter 1. But the preface says, to the brave hearts who battle the dragons, you know who you are. Yeah. I like Dean. Dean's got it going on. The chapters are short, so we're going to do one tonight, and we'll do two, obviously. May do it tonight. It's only like 2 pages. My wife and I deleted our Facebook accounts in June of 2018. We not only do not miss it, but we can't believe we were dumb enough to put up with the abuse as long as we did. The damage done to society by this Zuckerberg Mossad psyop cannot even be measured. What passes for social media is in fact a methodology developed by the Illuminati banksters to tear long existing social structures apart and replace them with the Luciferian hive mind value system. It is an antisocial weapons system. Through social media and the internet, our privacy has been annihilated, our real families and friendships compromised, and our authenticity sacrificed at the altar of an ultra-conformist, peer-driven mentality. Two fake political camps full of idiots have been pinned up and set against one another by the Luciferian herders, and the algorithms were designed to facilitate the popularity of psychopaths. That's true. There are those who think Trump is our savior, that QAnon is real, and that any day now we'll be emancipated from our bondage to this billionaire class. Worst yet is the camp full of liberal self-appointed holy roller gatekeepers who exceedingly pride themselves on being uber politically correct, intolerant haters of, well, the intolerant, of course. These historical do-nothings are triggered to delirium every time the word Trump appears on their sacred MSNBC news program, NBC GE Crown Agent. Are their daily Facebook feed from the same crown-controlled liberal websites which feed our hive mind cohorts. Rachel Maddow seems to be their programmer or handler. Peter Lavelle, host of RT's Crosstalk, accurately calls it Trump derangement syndrome. Those who have not enthusiastically accepted this dumbed-down, dualistic mental and emotional imprisonment are few and far between. It is akin to watching the epic battle between Gog and Magog, humorous and at the same time terrifying. People no longer act, they react. Meanwhile, a corporation called Crown Castle continues to silently erect more 5G towers so as to reinforce and expand the blathering reach of the programmers to those camp-ridden drones who are slowly being electronically initiated into the secret society knowledge and becoming unwitting minions of the Babylonian money changer Nephilim, who seek to create a new ministry of truth constructed of nothing but lies. As an example, a July 2019 global conference for media freedom in London, where else, banned the Russian channels RT and Sputnik from participating. The great unveiling indeed. The NBC parent and crown agent corporation known as GE continues to install smart meters on our homes, while it replaces our good incandescent orange light bulbs with GE mercury-filled white fluorescent bulbs, which destroy our eyesight, all under the guise of, quote, saving the environment. This is simply part of the culling program. Amen. Both GE and Crown Castle are Crown Agent corporations working officially for the City of London Corporation, the old black nobility construct which was launched via the 13th century Magna Carta Agreement. The final assault on humanity has begun. To facilitate their demonic victory, the bloodline families are using social media and the internet generally as a disruptive force to create chaos, disunity, pettiness, reactionary behavior, depression, isolation, lack of confidence and discernment, violence, and outright evil. They are literally constructing a new Tower of Babel. They are scrambling, usurping, and distorting our language. With that comes the destruction of strong character and real intelligence. Their chemtrails, smart meters, GMO foods, and fluoridated water simply make construction of their tower easier. When people are weakened, they make bad decisions. They let down their guard, also known as their aura, and bad things get inside of them. It's time for all conscious people to take a stand against the continued construction of this new Tower of Babel. Get off Facebook and all social media platforms, whatever that means. There are no good ones because the model itself is evil. Cut back your time on the internet and computers significantly. Call and visit your real friends and family more often and establish deeper relationships in the real world. Spend lots of time outside, preferably in natural areas. Get plenty of sunlight to counter their fake white rollout. You need the vitamin D to think straight and strengthen your pineal gland third eye BS detector. We must tear down this new Tower of Babel before everyone goes completely nuts. If you want to stop 5G, start by getting off Facebook. That was chapter one of Nephilim Crown 5G Apocalypse. Comments, gentlemen? I think he nailed it.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He did. I'm still not getting off of Facebook, though.
It's hard, isn't it?
Well, it's
that's just, where everybody is.
There is so much information out there, and that's about the only way that I can reach a bunch of people at one time. And other people reach me, too, you know, with exactly. all kinds of good information. That
I agree.
How else am I going to remind everybody every day that Epstein didn't kill himself? You know? I mean, I'm not going to sit there and call everybody I know or send
true,
a group text.
True.
Imagine sending a group text and your phone's sitting there dinging every few seconds.
Oh, no. I get enough of that now. I can't stand it. I hate cell phones.
Yeah,
can't stand them.
Until something better comes along, I mean, Facebook's about best I got to get the word out.
I get what he's saying. You know.
I do too, but it does tend to captivate you, keep you glued to it for hours on end sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be better to put it down and go outside and reconnect with nature.
Well, I think grounding is important.
Absolutely.
My friend over in Mississippi, she's I guess a prophet. Very close to God. She was having a lot of problems sleeping and stuff, and I recommended to her just take your shoes off, go outside, and walk around in the grass for a while. And she did, and it worked.
Maybe I need to try that. I have had a hard time sleeping lately.
Oh, man, I can't sleep. Lost my ability to sleep. Postman, what are your thoughts on black nobility and everything you said?
Of course, we've talked about it earlier anyway, and I had no idea it was going to be in the book or in the first chapter.
I know, it's synchronicity.
Yeah, you did, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they will be in control until they're usurped. And it's amazing how they did it more than 7,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. They actually did the same thing, and now it's going to turn around. Actually, Christ had to come and set some things straight and prepare the way for when he comes back again to take him down completely.
Amen.
And I'm actually looking into why will Satan be thrown down, because it talks about two entities. It talks about the Satan and the devil. It says both of them.
I've noticed that, and a lot of people believe they're two different.
It is.
I believe they are. And, Satan, Lucifer, the devil, all different.
And they've, I've read in certain studies is that he was the entity that was called Enki, back in the day, in Sumerian.
Which was the devil or Satan?
That's the devil.
The devil.
Wait a minute. No, Satan. And the devil is the son, Marduk.
That's interesting.
Right, because that is his son. That was the one that he birthed in the actual chamber after he usurped, after they killed Apsu. You remember in the little story I told you about Tiamat That was another usurping right there, to take control of the solar system or this part of the galaxy.
Yeah, it's just it's hard to wrap your mind around. It's too much, And then you got all this crap going on down here. It's ridiculous.
And they did it on a macro scale. He was already being in this solar system, because that's where he come from. He come from this solar system.
Yeah.
And you heard the story about him being really pious and, this and that.
Right.
And then, when he gets to heaven, God transforms him, into an angelic or a cherub, because.
Yeah.
Kind of like, like it was on the Green Lantern story. I don't know if you ever heard it or not.
No, sorry.
Yeah, yes.
Anyway, there were bees from certain planets. There were raccoons. There were rats from certain planets that were that became lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a big solar system or a big galaxy out there, and every galaxy has a sector, and the sector that Green Lantern or the Green Lantern in the picture was set over sector 2184, and that's what our solar system was in.
Okay.
And so he His area, he worked from here all the way to nearly to Orion. And that's a really big area.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yep.
Huge.
We got a call?
Yes. Crawdad.
Crawdad. Hey, Mr. Crawdad.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
Good evening.
Just tuning in and talk to you for a second while my chicken pot pie.
What kind of chicken pot pie you got?
It's one of those Marie Callender
things. Oh, I love those things. I love those. I nuke mine for 5.5 minutes, and then I put it in the toaster oven to brown the top.
Oh, now you're spoiled, you see.
I'm sorry.
But you're right. Nice, toasty, crusty.
Yeah, I love that.
Something crossed my mind, you know, thinking about all these things. You know, we're talking about the Garden of Eden, and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What would be more of a miracle that in all of our three-dimensional creation, because I believe that there are other creations outside of our limited three-dimensional solid realm here.
Absolutely. Yes.
But within this three-dimensional realm that we exist in, what would be more of a miracle that this is the only place in all of that three-dimensional solid creation where we are, and this is the garden, so to speak, our nice little blue ball floating in space.
Mm-hmm.
What would be more of a miracle if we're it or if we're one of many? Which is more of a miracle? I thought about that, and I thought, if this was the jewel of all of his creation, and this is the garden that he chose to put man sentient, made in his image, wouldn't that be more of a miracle than having many, many worlds?
Yes, yes.
I think that's pretty neat. And then along comes this entity. It's argumentable about who what entity is or what he is, but we know one thing for sure. He is the enemy of all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
He hates us. He's jealous of us. He would love nothing more than to corrupt us. And in the early Aramaic word for him, El Shaitan, the enemy.
That's right. That's a derivation of the word Satan.
No, Satan is a derivation of El Shaitan, the other way around.
Yeah.
The Aramaic was Shaitan.
Right.
And then even before that, another descriptor, Iblis.
Yeah.
Iblis means he who whispers.
Right.
Ooh. Like the little guy that sits on your shoulder and tells you something in your ear, and it's so sweet and good that you can't help but think that it was your idea. Liar, deceiver,
father of all lies.
And that was more like a snake, that whisper, that's what it meant mostly, you know, when they talk about whispering, because if you look at some of the names of the dragon people and the actual snake people, they spell like and pronounce like the word Mississippi.
You're making me think of something that is going back into the Hindu stuff,
right? And you're
one of
right.
The early Hindu
exactly because
was they were called the name escapes me right
the Naga.
Naga, the entire species of
exactly
the cobra is under the Latin name. They call them Naga something, I think. Mm-hmm.
That's where we get Naga hide from.
Oh, is that right?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Dadgummit. When I had this Naga hide orange bean bag, I wish they still had those.
Yeah, Naga hide was cool.
And
but you know, I'm too old now. You get in one of those, you never get out.
Amen.
The name
trapped for years.
The name Naga is for that particular species, you know, because they were part reptile, part snake, part lizard, and they're called Anunnaki, and the ones that came from heaven to earth that looked like men, but they were actually ascended beings. Those are called the Anunnaki.
Before I go, I have something akin to, I've been wanting to mention this, and I may have already once before, doing a little reading here and there and yonder, when I was looking at some of the Haitian voodoo, I ran across who are these spirits that they're talking to and communicating with during the voodoo ceremonies. They have these spirits that they communicate with. And without going into a big old story about it, I just remind myself that Satan wears many masks and disguises, and he has many, many names and many faces.
Yep.
And these people that interact with them, one of those gods that came over from Africa, Azuli, and when the slaves were trying to blend in and avoid persecution with the Catholics, they just, when they would put their parade out there, they would have a statue of Mary. And I said, oh, yeah, that's Mary. No, it wasn't. That was Azuli.
Huh.
And Joseph became Baba something. Anyway, they just switched up the faces so they could keep those spirits. And it just bothers me that folks get so easily deceived.
Uh-huh.
We just allow ourselves to fall into these traps.
Willfully ignorant.
I don't recommend anybody to actually, you know, get involved in that. But if you want to see a reference, a real life Hollywood reference, you know, to that, look at the movie The Skeleton Key.
I can't recall that Skeleton Key. Don't recall that one. I got another one I want y'all to check out that's somewhat based in reality. An ethnobotanist had gone down to try to understand some of the venoms and poisons that were used in making the zombie powder.
Yeah.
And when he got done, he wrote his paper. The book is called The Spirit and the Rainbow. Think. Dadgummit, I've already forgotten now.
Serpent and the Rainbow.
Sir, thank you very much. The Serpent, that is an awesome movie based in reality. And I remember at the credits in the end of the movie, they were talking about how the teratotoxin that is derived from poisonous sea snakes and other animals, the group of toxins called teratotoxins that people were using, the scientists were looking at teratotoxins and treating cardiac problems.
Hmm.
Yeah. Serpent and the Rainbow. That's a good one. Anyway, you guys, I've enjoyed talking with you, and I enjoy your show. Thank you, Terry, and everybody there, and y'all keep it up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Crawdad.
Take care, Crawdad. See you. We got it. Guys, we're late for break, believe it or not.
What?
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My 2 stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The 2 Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldott Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to a very, very short, like a three-minute segment before we hit our big break. Actually, yeah, 3 minutes. Exactly 3 minutes. We were just talking about 9/11. That's one of my favorite subjects because we were so, the wool was pulled over our eyes on 9/11. And Postman was, we were talking about gold. I think it was under Building 3 where we had all that gold that was all taken out by dump trucks. And they were told that the dump trucks were carrying debris, but every one of them had a minimum of four military guys with automatic weapons on it guarding the dump trucks. Why would you need to guard metal? It was gold. That's where they stole the gold. And if you watch the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance, exact same thing. Well, it's made out to be a terrorist attack, but it's simply a robbery.
We're not lying. Gold is metal.
Well, it is. Yeah, technically, I guess.
Technically.
Yeah. You know, unless you're the U.S. government and China's coming demanding their gold, and you slip them gold-coated tungsten. Oops. And but they had the presence of mind to bring a drill, remote drill with a long bit. And before they took it, they drilled into it and realized the gig was up.
Yeah, and that was real, too, wasn't it? That
yes,
actually happened.
That actually happened, yes. I look at this as the powers that shouldn't be have been looting this country for decades.
No, the world, put it that way.
Yeah, they use the power of America.
Oh, yeah.
And the military and everything. I mean, look at what... We send troops to guard the poppy plants? That's insane. And there's another story. I mentioned it briefly. Go ahead, Jason.
I wish I could do the math on exactly how much they're actually getting out of us. Because from the job that you work, you know, there's been taxes paid on down the line on countless number of
times.
And
if you get a rebate, they tax that the next year.
Yeah.
That's double taxation. That's illegal.
Yeah, but they're going to tax you for working. And if you work for yourself, you're going to have a business privilege taxes
yep.
and things like that.
It's only going to get worse.
Then you go and spend your money and you pay taxes on stuff that was already taxed so many times down the line.
Billions.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah, and then, of course, your properties and sales and all that kind of stuff. I mean, can you imagine everybody paying all those taxes? The amount of money is unbelievable.
It is.
It's astronomical.
That's why I've said if we ever get to the point where we want to make a statement, everybody needs to just not go to work for like a week and deprive them. Don't buy anything. Deprive them of all that revenue. That will amount to hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, but and still they spend more than we give them. And not just that, but they give it away.
$21 trillion they've stolen from us.
I mean, they give so much away to, like, I don't know, Ukraine so that they can pay Hunter Biden.
Yeah, they use, yeah, exactly. They're looting the country and they're rerouting that money to get their own, to extort other countries.
And, you know, that's just dropping a bucket in comparison.
Exactly. We don't know what else they're doing.
In comparison, you know, what they're doing, you know, off planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All the money that it takes to actually terraform, you know, other worlds, terraform the asteroid belt, you know, to build colonies on places like Ceres and out in the Kuiper Belt.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's incredible.
It is. Right, we got to hit this break. Fellers, we'll be back in 5 minutes. 272-9228. 272-9228. That's 272-9228.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today to 285-3667 or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summer's Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summer's solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. The cold front that brought showers to the state today will make it all the way down to the coast by later on this evening. The shower threat ends. It turns colder tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow is a much cooler day with sunshine returning, high in the upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the 30s on Sunday night. Monday's a little warmer, high in the mid-60s. Chances of more showers, maybe a thunderstorm as we get into Tuesday night. And Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday, we'll keep an eye on that system for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Program. You're listening to Clear in the Air. 272-9228 is the number here in the wonderful, wonderful Bluedale building. 272-9228. Golly, we've been bouncing. Did you want to finish your thoughts on the universe there, Mr. Postman, sir?
Oh, we can move on.
We can move on. Well, I've got something. Well, no, I want to verify what I want to play first because he's not giving me what I looked at earlier.
I could take this opportunity to thank Chris for the, let me use his little colloidal silver machine thingy and tried it out and it works wonderfully.
Good. We have a call. I got it. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, you made some good points
you know, what Mr. Trump did, you know, and what Mr. Trump has done. Mm-hmm. He's actually, do you remember the first time he said when he was running the primary, he said his Trump Tower place was being bugged?
Yep.
And everybody laughed at him. Everybody said he was a conspiracy nut and everything.
Yep.
Yep. It's amazing how it just magically showed that the FBI was actually doing that.
Imagine that.
And, you know, they say evil always hides and runs from light.
That's right.
Well, that's so true about Mr. Trump. But Mr. Trump has done. See, there's a difference. They could put a homicidal serial killer pig and put a D by it, and these people, or Democrats, would vote for it. They don't care.
You got it. Exactly right.
Where Republicans, a majority, I don't want to paint too big with a brush, but Republicans, on average, now I'm going to be honest with you. I was stupid. I voted for Barack Obama the first time. I took a chance. I always try to look for the best in people. But now I've learned in these times that we live in now, you have to put your guard up and then let your guard down if they deserve it.
Amen.
So that's the thing. So I voted for that hope and change. I fell for it. I'm man enough to admit it. Thank I also you. Believed in, and he preached transparency. I said, maybe, finally, we're going to get something that the people really need and want.
Amen.
But, of course, we saw the complete utter opposite of that.
Yep.
And this man has done nothing but done racial. He has done his job. Whoever put him in that position, that yep. place, he's done his job. And grant him, Mr. Obama, if you're listening to this show, that you did a great job.
Yep.
And that will never be fixed. It's so sad. My racial harmony was so much better before he came into office.
Exactly. Exactly.
My
right.
God. And, you know, I'm the kind of person that, you know, if you have somebody with opposite, you know, thinking, I'll come to the table. I'll come to the table with respect and listen. I may not agree with you, but I'll at least listen to you.
Sure.
The left has gone so extreme, I won't come to the table.
No, you can't.
I will fight that table. I will beat the crap out of that person at that table.
You have to.
And it was mad about it makes me so frustrated sometimes. And people don't understand, it's not that I'm mad or angry. It's I'm passionate about my country. I gave up 26 years and 1 month of my life for this country.
You invested in this country, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I love my country, and I'd put that uniform on it again. But, you know, until some of these people coming up on December 9th or 11th, the investigation results are supposed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I will not have any faith in my country until some of these bad people are indicted and go to jail.
Amen.
Because remember when it said on there, liberty and justice for all.
That's right.
Okay, not for the select dang few. Not for the rich and powerful few. Didn't we used to say that when we were a little kid, our Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
In God we trust.
Did you see what happened in the football game at Harvard and Yale today?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Well, Google it, and let me tell you about it. Go ahead and start Googling it. At halftime, over 100 students came down. Security just let them go through, which makes me believe that the universities are these little hotbeds of freaking socialism.
Absolutely, they are.
They came down there for climate change, and they held up at halftime and delayed the game for over an hour.
They let them do it.
They let them do it, absolutely. I guarantee it. That come down to Tuscaloosa, they're not going to make it there.
Amen.
Not going to make it there with security.
No, you're
you know right. what I mean?
Yeah, yes, I do.
I want to say
they ain't going to make it in Georgia between the hedges. They're not going to get past those hedges.
Not in the South, yeah, baby.
But the Yale-Harvard game, and you should have seen the smirk faces. There were teachers and professors out there with them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're communists. They're teaching you remember children.
The Nazi youth, it is no different than the Nazi youth that knew no better, these children, when they were being born.
Hitler youth.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. No difference.
Right.
These people are being brainwashed and taught to think like this, and there's no other thing. And you should see the videos when you pull it up. They got this S-blank mark on their smirk on their face that I would love to wipe off.
Amen.
I would be embarrassed to be handcuffed.
Uh-huh.
I have never been handcuffed in my life. I've never been arrested. And my parents raised me better.
There you go.
And you know what the kid, what they said, we made, God created us in his own likeness.
Right.
But he gave us free what?
Free will.
That's right.
Well,
along with that free will comes responsibility.
Yep.
And consequences. be it good or bad. There's going to be consequences. It has to be.
Yes.
It has to be a balance.
That's how it works.
So if you get a chance to look at that, it's unbelievable. They're smirking and smiling like they're proud.
Yeah, and they got a banner claiming Harvard and Yale are both guilty of contributing to climate change.
They get a bonus check if they get handcuffed, from what I understand.
Have you guys seen on the Google up? Have you Googled it yet?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
What do you think about that?
These people are crazy. It's crazy.
And how did they make? They got down there with their posters and everything. Shoot,
they had to. That had to have been allowed. No question.
The university did it. The professors should be all fired.
I agree. The players are standing around like, "What's going on?" Yeah, this is
so
crazy.
So until somebody goes to jail, was it supposed to come out the 9th of the investigation?
Yes.
All right. Somebody's got to be going to jail. Somebody bigwig that needs to go and finally go. Because how can I trust the FBI or the Department of Justice anymore?
Can't. I'm sorry, you can't.
You can't.
What about those poor innocent? I want every person that ever sold an ounce or a pound of marijuana, I want them out of jail. Because these people have committed a lot more bigger crimes to our country and to me personally than this little pot person who had a couple ounces of marijuana in their possession.
Amen.
Amen.
You're right.
I know the crimes. The crime has to fit the punishment.
Yep. And vice versa. That's right.
You know, here's another thing that scared me. Do you remember Trump's attorney? They had a freaking no-knock?
Yes. The raid, yeah.
Unfreaking believable in this country.
Yep.
They didn't have any patches on them. They were covered up in masks and face.
Yep.
Busted down the door, came with automatic weapons.
So would you blame him if he had opened fire? I wouldn't have blamed him at all because you didn't know who the hell they were.
No, it was set out for two or three good days and wiped them out.
I mean, what country do we live in with guys in masks and with no uniform, no identification? You know what they always tell people all the time when they get mad? Your rights begin and end when they intrude and come over upon my rights.
That's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
They think they're the only ones that got rights. I said to them, they got the right to shut up.
Amen.
That's the right you got to do.
You better believe it. So.
And I get frustrated day in and day out. But when I saw that on that football game today, I was like, I just can't believe it. And I tell you, thank God for Laura Ingraham and who's that other guy?
Oh, yeah, Tucker Carlson.
And that other guy, too, he does. I mean, they're the only ones that he comes before Laura Ingraham and comes after Tucker.
Oh, gosh, man, I have no idea.
He's on the tip of my tongue. Sean Hannity. Thank God for those three. There are only three people that are going to tell us the truth. And you know what's going to be funny is when these results and these investigations come out from the Department of Justice, I guarantee you the only one that's going to say anything about it, it's going to be on the Fox News. It won't be on anybody else's damn news site.
You're probably right, man.
And it is big. And it's amazing. What was the first thing, like you said, they were talking about? First thing they were talking about, collusion, right?
Right. Russian collusion.
Okay.
Yeah.
As Russian collusion. And now it's this phone call. They didn't expect Mr. Trump to hand over the transcripts.
Nope. No,
that blew them up.
He set them up.
And that guy, that lieutenant colonel, he needs to take that uniform off. He's a shame.
Amen. You're right.
You see MJ, that man has no morals, no character to wear that uniform. What an attitude.
Amen.
It made me so frustrated when I saw that uniform on. If I would have been there, I would have come over there and snatched it right off. And you know what? I got the right to do it because I've walked in that man's boots.
That's right.
And how can one supervisor say he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but his other supervisor said he was incompetent?
Exactly. What's going on there?
And why are they trying to cover up the whistleblower? Because he doesn't exist?
Probably. Well, because of either that or the people that he's working for, actually, who he's getting his money from.
And now what are they going after? Oh, it's bribery now?
They'll come up with something. It's constantly, Trump has to play defense so much, he can't play offense.
I like what Mr. Trump said. You hit him. Did you ever notice when during the primary, he never said anything negative about any of his individuals that were running against him?
Right.
It wasn't until they attacked him.
That's right.
And he's a counterpuncher. He's a counterpuncher.
Yep.
And what did he say he was going to do? Every time you hit me, I'm going to do what? I'm going to hit you twice as back hard.
Yep.
And that's what. And you know, a friend of mine said at church one time, it was an interesting thing, a sermon. You know,
uh-huh.
And I'm not going to say what church. He said it was preordained that Trump and Pence were going to be our leaders.
Right.
Because he said something, a biblical thing, and he said that when the archangels come out, the trumpets will reign.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Trumpets.
Yeah.
Trumpets, trumpets.
That's great, man.
That's not a coincidence. That's called God's little wink.
There you go.
And our pastor, I won't say what pastor, he stood up there the first time I've ever seen a pastor stand up. He said, if you didn't vote for Pence, you're voting almost against Christianity.
That he's exactly right.
Yep.
Because it's no longer Republican, Democrat. It's no longer liberal, conservative.
No, it's good versus evil.
Good versus evil.
You better believe it.
And I look at my Democratic neighbors and I said, can't believe you're a Democrat. I said, what do you mean? I said, ashamed of you going to church. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, let's look at it this way. You're murdering babies at 9 months old.
Yep.
And last time I looked, it was on the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill.
That's right.
And then I said, let's talk about homosexuality. God loves the sinner, but not the sin.
That's right. Preach on.
Because I told my friend who was gay, I said, well, God loves me. I said, yeah, he loves you, but he doesn't love the sin that you're doing.
That's right. Doesn't like your lifestyle.
And they were arguing. I said, you know what? Here's a part here. It says about homosexuality, this one, this one, and this one. And he started arguing with me. I said, don't argue with me. I didn't write this book.
That's right.
God wrote it.
Amen.
Talk to the author of the book. It's not me. I'm just reading what's out, and that's his word, not my word.
That's right.
And they can't. You know, it's funny when you get a Democrat or a liberal or those progressives, when you throw facts in their face, they can't handle it.
No, that's when they start calling you names.
Isn't that funny? Usually the person that calls you a racist is the racist.
Exactly. It's how it works.
And it's just like a mirror. But I sometimes get mad. Sometimes I tell people all the time, I said, do not talk bad about my president, our president.
There you go.
And I think when we come to election time, I'm going to do something a Democrat didn't do. You know what that Democrats are used to doing? Okay. I'm going to maybe vote a dozen times.
There you go. If you can get away with it, do it.
I'm going to change. So it can maybe soldier, Mr. Soldier, Mr. Soldier Boy, Mr. Boy Soldier. I'm just going to go in and vote.
There you go.
Because how do you fight fire?
With fire, baby.
Or a bigger fire.
There you go.
When are we going to take some gloves off?
It's coming. It's coming.
It's got to.
Yeah, there's going to be war in the streets the way it's going.
You know, I've run out of cheeks. I got two cheeks on my face, one and two, and I got two I sit on.
Yep.
And I'm running out of cheeks. Yeah. I only got four cheeks on my body.
There you go.
I can't turn the cheek anymore.
I hear you. Well, Soldier Boy, I got to get a break, my friend.
I appreciate you letting me vent a little bit. And I love my country. God bless our president and our country.
Amen.
Yeah,
thanks, buddy.
Man. Great call.
You better believe it. See ya. That was a great call. Late for a break. Got to go.
We'll be back.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Marguerite's, first time ever, a pre-Thanksgiving blowout. We're going to have doorbusters, tons of doorbusters. $29 stud pearl earrings, $99 diamond stud earrings, our baby diamond cross. Everyone loves it at $299. Well, forget about it, $99, limit of 50 of them. That's it, $99, baby diamond cross. Unbelievable doorbusters, diamonds 60% off, watches 49% off, all bands 49%. Everything has a doorbuster price, everything later available till Christmas. Thank you.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway we are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome back to the program. 272-9228 is the number here. I'm going to do some need to know here. According to a report, the New York Fed has now pumped out upwards of $3 trillion, that's with a T, in a period of 63 days to unnamed trading houses on Wall Street to ease the liquidity crisis that has yet to be credibly explained. The largest shareholders of the New York Fed are the following five Wall Street banks: J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and the Bank of New York Mellon. Those five banks represent two-thirds of the eight global systemically important banks in the U.S. that are able to inflict systemic contagion on the entire global banking system. This is what happened in 08, and thus must be monitored closely for financial stability. What's going on here, folks, is they're going to bring down the economic system so they can put their, money? Their digital currency.
The Bitcoin?
Yeah, they're going to put digital currency in play because they want to be able to track every single dime we spend. That's how it works, folks. We have a call. Hey, caller, you on there?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Barry. What's going on, man?
Hey, I got a statistic that sort of got me the other day. It was that one in every eight residents of the United States live in California.
Wow, one in every eight. Well, that would be pretty easy to figure out. Just look at the population of California versus the population of the U.S.
Million. Yeah.
Yeah, over 50 million. So, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that adds up.
That is right, isn't it?
Yeah, how about that's unreal. I don't know why they live there. It's a nice place to visit, but no way in hell would I live there, no pun intended.
I mean, that just goes to show you a reason why we need to let Coral College, because two or three states could win everything.
That's right. That's right. Well, the Democrats don't want it when it's to their advantage not to have it, but they want it when it's their advantage to have it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just kind of how it works.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that there was that many people out there.
I didn't know it was that many. I knew there was a lot. But, wow, an eighth of the country. I didn't realize it was new. When you put it that way, it really puts it into perspective.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And how many of them are illegal?
Good point. Yeah, exactly. The number they're giving us, does that include the illegals? What does that include, you know?
It just said residents of the U.S., so I guess it could.
It could. Yeah, it probably does. Wow. Man, that's unreal, man. Unreal.
It is.
It's probably more than a third. That's probably illegal.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a crazy place, man.
Oh, yeah. Then you got that crazy new DA they got out there in San Francisco.
Is that the one that's letting people go, or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Claiming the cops are racist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the America's gone. And it's because of who's controlling her, and it started happening a long time ago. You know, that's what I keep saying. I don't think Trump's trying to prevent America from being taken over. He's trying to take America back from the ones who's already taken it over.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do. He's hitting roadblocks everywhere he turns.
Yeah, he's playing defense, and that seems to me to be their plan, is to make him play defense so much he can't play offense. He can't get anything new pushed through because he's barely hanging on, fighting them off.
Oh, yeah. He is,
Barry. And once he's out, if he doesn't win in 2020, we are in big trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Katie,
if they don't win, it's because they've stolen it.
Exactly.
I don't believe it. he can win. I mean,
I don't think he can lose.
Beat him on their own.
I agree. And okay, here's the question: if they steal the election and they beat Trump, what will happen? Will people finally wake up and go, "You can't do that," and try to take it back? Or will people remain willfully ignorant and just sit back and take it?
They'll be willfully ignorant until something happens to their paycheck or something.
Yeah, in their own little world. That's right. Yeah. Interrupts their own little routine. And that's the only way they're ever going to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Then it's too late.
Exactly. I'm so frustrated with it. Trying to wake people up.
Well, they arrested a second person, you know, that kidnapped that girl in here at Auburn last month.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did they find the girl?
Nope.
They haven't found the girl yet?
No. He was from Montgomery, too.
But they found the guy who kidnapped her?
Oh, yeah. They got both of them now.
They're not telling them where she is?
Oh, no. They ain't saying nothing.
If I was her daddy, they would be talking.
I think they feel pretty confident that they're not going to find the bodies.
So. Oh, yeah.
They would be talking.
Because it's a real good chance that she may be still alive.
Well, now, according to reports, she lost a significant amount of blood.
There's too much blood in the car. She's not alive.
Like, way too much blood for her to still be alive. Mm-hmm. They don't expect to find her alive.
Just breaks my heart.
Blood.
Yeah. How old was she? 17, 18?
19.
Just breaks my heart, man. You know, there's no sanctity of life anymore. They don't care.
No. And that could have been anybody's daughter.
Exactly. That's what people need to understand. What if it was your daughter? Then you would really start paying attention, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Man, that's sad, Barry.
She was a Southern Union student.
Yeah? Well, then now
she
we need.
Auburn,
what happened? Do they know any details? I mean, she meet these guys at a bar.
No. She had went into General South College, a little Chevron station. She went in there to get something, and when she come out, this guy forced her in. You know, when she was getting in the car, he pushed her on in there, jumped in, took off. Another guy saw it, and he was going to say something, but his wife told him not to get involved, so he didn't say nothing.
Golly, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He was crying in the courtroom the other day.
I can't believe that these guys. I better shut up before I say something I shouldn't say.
The first suspect had been captured and released so many times for various crimes that he shouldn't have been out to begin with to even be able to do such a thing.
Yeah, he kidnapped, 70-year-old in there in Montgomery and beat him up and killed him, and they let him go, you know. Yeah. That was in February, and, you know, this was in
Are you October. Serious?
Yes. Yeah, I heard that on the news, too.
When are people going to start? Never mind. I better shut up. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Well, that's Montgomery for you, you know. I hate to say it, but...
Yeah, and nobody knows that better than you, do they, Terry?
The Montgomery Police Department seems to have just given up on serving justice, you know, and just said, well, what can we do? They're going to turn them loose anyway. You know. It's so frustrating. The morale is down so bad.
It starts at the top.
Yeah.
It starts at the top. I really believe.